Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adore. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for another opportunity to bless your wonderful name. Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. And in this day, God, we are determined to magnify you, to glorify you, to lift up your holy name, and to lift up holy hands in one accord. We salute you, God, because you are a magnificent God. We salute you, Lord, this morning because you are a wonderful Savior. We salute you because you are the highest authority, the highest power in this place right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, wherever we go, oh God, you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be blessed. You're worthy to be adored because, God, you are magnificent in all of your ways. Everywhere you go, God, oh, God, you are magnificent. And we thank you, God, that you just don't go places and are not any other place. But, God, we know that you are omnipresent. You are God everywhere. You're the same God that was in the beginning as the God that is in today and that will be the same God forevermore. And we thank you, God, this morning for your consistency. God, we thank you this morning for your faithfulness. We thank you this morning for being an awesome and a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. No wonder angels bow down before him. Heaven and earth adores him. And so we rise this morning, God, to tell you thank you for being all that you are. Thank you for life this morning. Thank you for health this morning. Thank you for strength.
Thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning in our right minds. Thank you, O God, for a roof over our head, protection, O God, as we slept and slumbered last night. Thank you for a job to be able to rise up to go to this morning, O God, to be able to help, O God, assist with things that are going on in our homes. God, thank you for a car. Thank you for the ability to get to work, God. We don't want to take the little things for granted, God, of how you bless us and you keep on blessing us over and over again each and every day. Thank you for the very air that we breathe, God, and the use and activity of our limbs, God. We thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength, God, and thank you for being such an awesome and a mighty God. Thank you, God, for being the very substance of life for us this morning, because, God, we can't do anything without you. We are nothing without you, God, and so we bow down before you, oh, God, in humble submission, God, and humble, oh, God, submission to your will, Lord, and we declare right now, God, that not our will, but let thine will be done in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lead us and guide us today, oh, God, that we may walk the right walk, that we may talk the right talk, that we may let the right light shine in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We're living in a day and time, God, where they need to see the light, Lord, because darkness is raging throughout the land, Lord, and you need a remnant, God. You need a remnant, God, that'll be willing to stand up to be used for your glory and to be used by you, Lord. And we say right now, God, yes to your will and yes to your way. We submit to your authority, God, and we ask, oh, God, and let you know that we are available to you, God. We are available to be used by you, available, God, to let our light shine, available to love, oh God, the unlovable, available, God, to help the helpless, God, available, God, to be a blessing, oh God, to those that are in need of you, God. Every man, everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Everybody ought to know the goodness of your love and to feel, God, oh, God, the awesomeness of your power. Everyone needs to know of how great you are, Lord. Oh, God, and many are struggling in this day and time between even believers, oh, God, and non-believers are struggling during this time. And we as believers, oh, God, though we may have trials and tribulations, Lord, we know that our trials and tribulations are only for a season, God, that trouble don't last always. Oh, God, and many are becoming distracted, and many are becoming fearful, and many are becoming dismayed, God, because of the circumstances and the times that we live in today. Oh, God, but I declare right now, but God, that we can't do this thing on our own. I declare and I speak light into the believer right now, God, that we may stand, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may not give up hope, Lord, that we may continue to press towards you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because I understand that we may be troubled on every hand, but we can declare that we are not distressed. We may be perplexed, oh God. Things may not be going the way we expect them to go, oh God, but we can declare that we are not in despair. Oh God, we can be persecuted, oh God, but we can declare that we're not forsaken or cast down, Lord, because we're not destroyed, but not destroyed, Lord. We have promises, oh Lord, as believers, God, that things, oh God, trouble won't last always. That all things work together for the good of those that love God. And if we love you, O God, and are called to your court according to your purpose, O God, we don't have to worry about the troubles that are coming in our way. The Lord told us, for ye shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I've already overcome. I've overcome the world. You've already overcome the world. So, God, though we may have trials, God, we pray that the trials and tribulations that come our way will direct us to you, will get our eyes and our hearts focused in on you in the mighty name of Jesus. Because, God, we're not going through anything that's new. There's nothing new under the sun. But, God, your people have gone through persecution throughout the times, Lord. Your people, oh, God, who have been set aside for your glory, oh, God, and called out of darkness, Lord, they have gone through tribulations because tribulations work in patience, Lord. We know, God, that they grow us, that the trials that we go through, they grow us and make us stronger in you. They should direct us to you and not direct us away from you. Oh, God, so cast the devil out of the minds right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He tries to tell us, God, that you're not there for us. He tries to tell us that you're not listening to us. He's trying to tell us, God, that you can't hear our prayers and hear our pleas, that we need to take matters into our own hands because the God that we serve is not on point. But I bind that spirit right now in the mighty Jesus, and I cast the devil out of the mind. We plead the blood even now, God. Let your blood cover everyone, God. Let your blood saturate the believer right now, God, that we may trust you in the name of Jesus, and that we may believe on you, God, in everything that you have said, God. Your word will return it to you, void, but it will accomplish everything that it sets out to accomplish. Hide your words in our heart, Lord, that we might not sin against thee, that we may stand upon your promises and stand upon your words and be the light and be the lamp and be the city, oh God, that's set upon a hill that cannot be hid, that we may be the vessels that you need for us to be in this dark and dreary world. We need you, God, today. We need you in every of our lives. We need you to bless in our finances. We need you to bless in our homes. We need you to bless in our relationships. We need you to show yourself mighty, God, on our jobs. We need you to show yourself mighty, God, even in our cities and our streets today. And, God, you need us to stand. Trouble is, oh, God, is raging in the city of Charlotte, Lord, after another shooting, Lord. People are rioting. People are in despair. People are fretful. People are fearful, Lord, and they need to know, God, that you're still in control. I pray for the pastors in the city of Charlotte. Bishop Michael Stevens, I know, is in the city of Charlotte, Lord, and others. Pastor Superintendent Lockett, Lord, are in that city. God, help them to stand, oh God. Help them to stand strong, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help them to stand strong and be that passionate, oh God, spokesman, God, that can let the world know that you're still in control, God, that they can bring about peace, that they can bring about a calm, Lord. And we understand, Lord, that it's not by power, nor is it by might, but God, you always use vessels, God, to represent you, to stand up to what is right, to declare what thus saith the Lord. And so we pray for those leaders, oh God, in that city, Lord, that they will have the ability, that you equip them with everything they need to encourage the people, oh God, to calm the people, to lead the people to Christ, oh God, to let them know, God, to let them know, God, that you are still in control, that you are the way, that you are the truth, that you are the light. No matter what is going on, no matter how it seems, no matter how it feels, you are still the way. You are still the source. You are still the answer. In the name of Jesus, you are the answer for the world today. Oh, God, not rioting, not destruction, not chaos, not foolishness, not disorder. God, those things don't do anything but allow the devil to run amongst the people. But I bind his hand right now, God. I plead for mercy, God, on behalf of the people. God, I plead for the people, God. Oh, God, that you would protect them, oh, God, that you would save them from themselves, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you would bring about a peace and bring about calm in the land, God, and not just in Charlotte, but throughout the land, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because there are fires brewing everywhere, God. The devil is running them up on every head, but God, I stand to say that you're still in control. I stand this morning to say that I still trust you. I stand this morning, God, to say that I still need you, that I can't make it without you, that you are the very source of life for me. God, that you're everything that I need and more. And so I pray for the nation. I pray for our children. I pray for our young black men. I pray for the police right now. I pray for the government, Lord. We pray for the White House right now. We pray, God, for Congress and mayors and cities, God, because all of those people are in your hands, Lord. They have to take direction from you, whether they feel like doing it or not, Lord. And so we need your help, Lord. Send help, Lord. Have mercy upon us and touch the land. You told us if we pray, God, humble ourselves, seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, then you'll hear from heaven. You'll forgive our sins and you'll heal the land. Heal, God. Heal as your people pray, as we call on your name, as we call out to you, God. We ask that you heal the land. Heal, God, the wounds and heal the scars and heal, God, the hurts and heal the pain, God, that's going on in the land, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, the hurt, oh, God, and the harm and the chaos and the craziness, God, it's just all throughout the land, Lord, and we need your help. We need your help today.
And so we cast all of our cares upon you. For you told us that you care for us. Help us, oh God, and give us peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Let the mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. That's what we desire to do. And in spite of everything that was going on in his world during biblical times, Lord, it's no different than what's going on in the world now. He remained steadfast. He remained unmovable. He remained focused on his purpose, and he remained focused in on you in the mighty name of Jesus. He had a mission, God, just like we have a mission. His mission was to spread the good news, to heal those that were sick. He came that he may tell the world that you still love the world and that he would give his life so that we might have life. God, that mission is still the same. Though he has already given his life for the world, the world still needs to know that someone loves them, that a God came to die on the cross for their sins, and that he rose again on the third day, and his name is Jesus the Christ. He's still alive. He's sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, interceding on our behalf every single day. You're still in control. You're still in control. And so we look to you, Lord, because we need your help. We can't do this on our own. But the only way it can be accomplished, only way it can be done, is through your power, through your might, by your Spirit. Holy Ghost, empower us. Holy Ghost, strengthen us. Holy Ghost, equip us to be what we need to be for this world today. I want to be an agent of change, Lord, and not to be changed by the environment. God, we set the atmosphere, Lord, not the atmosphere set us, Lord. And so, God, we want to bind everything that's unlike you, that causes us to be ineffective, that causes us to be ill-equipped, that causes us not to fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for our lives. I speak a supernatural anointing, God, upon your people, that the Holy Ghost will come to more and have his way in us, that we may be the light that this world needs today, and that we may have the boldness to declare your good news and declare your word to all generations. Bless us now. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, we confess our sins because you're faithful and just to forgive us. You'll cleanse us of all unrighteousness. You'll do it because you are a mighty God and you love us so much. So from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, God, wash us now so that there may be nothing in between us and thee, that we may have that direct connection, relationship with you, that we may be empowered to do what you need for us to do today. Keep your hands of protection around us all day long. Take us to our different destinations safely. And God, then bring us back together again at the appointed place and the appointed time. We'll give your name glory. We'll give you the honor. We'll give you the praise. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, I pray for leadership everywhere. I pray for my Bishop Ted Thomas. I pray for the general board. I pray for the bishops of our church, the leaders, oh God, throughout this land. I pray for even Bishop Jakes, Lord, and the bishops, oh God, that are in this area, Lord, that I don't know all the names, the leaders of reformations everywhere, God, that we may come together, oh God, to stand for holiness and to stand for righteousness, Lord. We are more better together. One can set 1,000, but two can set 10,000. How greater can we be, Lord, if we decide to join forces, to work together, to be light to this dark and dreary world? Thank you, God. Make us one, and we'll bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.